This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A second blackout has hit Caracas, Venezuela, after a day of dueling rallies between embattled President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido. Caracas residents gathered in the streets to escape their hot apartments. National police patrolled and blocked certain main avenues, but the situation remained calm. Blackout followed the day of competing rallies. Guaido told reporters that he, together with members of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, would conduct a nationwide trip to amass support. Across the city, Maduro said that Guaido is a puppet of those who want to overthrow his government. Saturday's power failure was the second this week after one Thursday plunged the city into darkness and then eased out about 24 hours later. The blackouts heightened tension between the bitterly divided factions, which accuse one another of being responsible for the collapse of the power grid. Nigerians went to the polls on Saturday to choose governors in 29 of 36 states in Africa's largest democracy, amid reports of heavy military deployment, attacks against electoral facilities in a few areas, and at least 8 deaths. Turnout appeared to be low.
Voting started very late, maybe around 9, 10 in some places. But notwithstanding, there are people that came out for the election, but to be honest, there is still low turnout of people compared to the last election that was held in Lagos.
VOA reporter Belba Gita Gilbert in Lagos, just like the country's presidential election, Saturday's vote was postponed by a week in a last-minute decision of the Electoral Commission, citing numerous logistical problems in a country of about 190 million people and poor infrastructure. This is VOA.